This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the effects of faith. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of faith in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that iman, which is known as faith, it is related to the beliefs that we have. Therefore, it is said by Imam Ali alayhi salam that al-imanu ma'arifatun bil-qalb. Iman, faith, is something that you acknowledge with the heart and you accept it with the heart. Wa iqrarun bil lisan, and you confirm it with your tongue. Wa amalun bil arkan, and it is the practice of what has come in the Islam. And in the other hadith, he also said aslul iman, the essential of iman or the faith is husnul taslim li amrillah, that we are submissive to all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we practically do something, when we practically practice Islam, then obviously it can be said that this person has become a mu'min, or he has faith, he is faithful. Therefore, there are some effects of iman. And the very first effect which we're going to talk is that when someone becomes a believer and he gets to the status of iman, he gets to the status of iman, he has the feeling of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards the world, which is taking him near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing is that we can see that the people who are faithful, who has iman, they never commit suicide. They never become depressed. They are not upset. Yes, there are hardships, there are things that comes in their life, but they take it as a trial and they show patience. Therefore, because they are warm, their hearts are warm of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, they tackle all these things very easily. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the effects of faith in the Islamic lifestyle. And therefore, we mentioned the first effect, that the one who is faithful, who has reached to the level of iman, he basically is the one whose heart is warm with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, he knows the love of Allah. How is it? The second effect is that he has a peace of the peace, the spiritual peace, we can say, the peace in his spirit and in his body. His body feels peaceful when he is reached to the iman. Why? Because when he performs something, he knows that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He avoids to perform bad deeds. He avoids the evil. And even if in some case he is committing a sin and he has done it, he immediately seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, he knows the way that by mistake, if he has committed a sin, how to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this brings peace for his spirit. He is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way it is said in the Quran that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qurub, in chapter Ra'ad, verse number 28. Allah, let it be known that in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a peace, tatma'innul qurub. It is a peace for the heart. Therefore, his heart is full of peace. And he is always in the state of peace. He does not need to go to exercise something, maybe like, you know, in today's world, in order to get the spiritual peace, people go for yoga, they go for other kinds of things. and they try to have exercise. Yes, exercise is necessary for the body, and that gives strength to the body. But on the other hand, for the spiritual peace, when you're connected to God, when you're connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously this connection brings peace to the hearts. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.